Praise the Lord, everyone, and welcome to the Prophetic for God podcast. Hello, my name is Jerry. Amen. Praise God. God bless you. And this would be episode 69, which we're working with part one here would be, and there'll be several parts of this, but wickedness, evil, and spiritual wickedness. If you want to know the categories of that, you could go to episode 68, and you'll see the intro on that. Praise the Lord. And just to touch on things, if you haven't been here before, the main theme of the podcast, amen, is about coming closer to God, amen. And we find that much in the Word of God, and we see the heart of God in the Scriptures. And again, this is a Christian podcast, so we look at those things, and we can see the heart of God in things. But we just wanted to enjoin things together here and put insight into this episode that we're working with. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. And I just want people to know, as I said over on Rumble, that amen, that people's heart and lives would be drawn closer to God. And God is huge on in His Word on repentance and communication. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And the evil that we see today, or the wickedness that we see, amen, praise the Lord. And you can literally turn your TV on, and for some time now you can see the increase of wickedness in the world, and we can see also in the Word of God how God sees that and views that. And again, God gives us a choice, amen, praise the Lord, to serve Him or not to serve Him. And I pray that if you're listening, as I've always said, that your heart and life would be drawn closer to the Lord and onto God, amen, and that you would begin that communication with Him. God is huge on communication, also known as prayer, amen, praise the Lord. So I've got my other Bible here, so I'm moving kind of slower with that, but praise God, it's a good good in Scriptures that way to use, amen, praise the Lord. So thank you, Jesus. And we just want to go over here to some Scriptures, and again, this will be part one of several parts that we'll cover on this, amen, praise the Lord. And thank you, Jesus. Thank you for stopping by. And there's been different ones that have touched base, and praise the Lord, and the Lord's touched your life, and that's what it's all about mainly, amen, praise the Lord. I pray you follow or anything like that, but praise the Lord, the ultimate is that your heart and life is coming closer to God, that your conscience, the Holy Spirit, that you're opening your heart and life to the Holy Spirit, amen, praise the Lord. And that's so important. We see that in God in each and every one of our lives, that we have that openness with God, amen, hallelujah, Jesus, thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Not the churchology or anything like that, or not even religion or anything like that, but you and the Lord. Amen. And praise the Lord. So, oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So, we're just going to pray before we get started here. And some of these will be longer than others, shorter than others. Amen. So, praise the Lord. And thank you, Jesus. Again, thank you for stopping by. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Lord, we just come before you right now, and I thank you, Lord, for your Spirit, God, and the kingdom of God today, Lord, and what you're doing, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, that for the Holy Spirit today, the Spirit of God, Lord, that is moving in the midst, Lord. And I thank you this day that, God, your Spirit is reaching out and draws closer, ever so close to your heart, Lord. Excuse me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, glory to His name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I just pray that your anointing and your Spirit would reach out and touch people today, touch folks today, touch those that would stop by individually, Lord, and let the holiness of the Lord, hallelujah, just the goodness of God, hallelujah, reach out and touch folks today, Lord, and people, Lord, today, hallelujah, touch families today, touch each and every one of our families, Lord, and people today, Lord, and their lives, Lord, and what they're dealing with. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, amen and amen, praise God. So just briefly, just to go into some Scripture here, praise the Lord. And we read throughout the Word of God, we see a common denominator in the Word of God, a common thread that is poetry, you might want to say, and that is the communication and the heart of God reaching out to people to want them to return to Him and come to Him. And so we see the blessing of God. We see the anger of the Lord at times. We find out what angers God and all those things. So praise the Lord. So just to touch base on a few things here. Amen. And this one here, this is episode 69. Amen. And again, if you wanted to go back, you could go to 68, episode 68. You see the intro there of those things that we're going to just touch on. Amen. Praise the Lord. And this one will be on wickedness of the world and man. And obviously there's going to be some other things, excuse me, thrown in there from the word and from those things. So praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let's go over here to Genesis 6 and 5. And this has been quoted various times for various ones. Amen. It says here in 6:5, and God saw, amen, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great and the earth, praise the Lord, and that every imagination, oh hallelujah, of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And if we look up continually, we find out in the Hebrew that continually basically refers to every day. Amen. Praise the Lord and praise God. And let's just read on here. Let's read that again. In verse in Genesis, and just bear with me because I'm dealing with my other Bible here. But Genesis 6:5, and God saw that the wickedness, amen, praise the Lord, the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually, amen. Now you can turn on, or we can turn on our news at any time, and we see, I was in the midst of, can't explain the whole situation, but anyway, I heard a lady say one time, that I didn't know her or anything. I was just in a situation. She turned to me because she was dealing with something. There was a different category. I can't really tell you the place where it's at. But anyway, she said out of the blue, she said that there is such a wickedness. There is such a, she even saw that, and she wasn't a Christian. She just came out of the blue, and I happened to be sitting there, and she said, you know, and she just briefly explained what she was dealing with and what she was having to deal with, and she said, you know, there's a lot of evil people around. This is coming from her, amen, praise the Lord. And that was about all that was said, because she had to get going and stuff, but she mentioned a couple things, amen. And so people see those things, and we see things on the news every day, amen, that has a contrast that people can see the very wickedness, amen, in the world and what is going on and what happens and where that comes from, amen. So we see here that the Bible says that the heart is of man is wicked, and who could know it, you see, praise the Lord. And then we get into the heart of God and the word of God, and we start to share on that the heart of the Lord. We go into Jeremiah, and we see the heart of the Lord breaking there in chapter 2 of Jeremiah, and we also see other parts of those things. So it says here in verse, let me just go to this, Genesis 6:6, and it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. So what is the Lord looking at? If you come to the Lord, he is looking, God is huge on repentance. We see that in his word. He's huge on communication. But the beauty of God is he wants to work with people. Amen. Hallelujah. His judgment is the last tool that he uses. Amen. And you'll see in the word of God, and we could get into that, and I've shared on that before, but we see in the heart of the Lord that God giving opportunity and even in the midst of several wicked stances of wickedness in Scripture that we see that were going on at that time. And we could go into even Matthew 24, and we could look at the happenings of there, and we see a pattern. Amen. We see that also in the book of Judges. But anyway, not to get ahead of ourselves here. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth. In verse 7, and the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and creeping things, and fowls of the air, for it repented me that I have made them. Amen. God, obviously God creates us with a free choice. Amen. A choice. Amen. And people make choices every day that are good, bad, or indifferent. Amen. I've shared on that before. And we go to verse 8 just briefly. But Noah, his name means rest, amen, and there's history to that, of course, but Noah found grace, he found favor, what, in the eyes of the Lord, amen. So we begin to see here that the wickedness that is being dealt with, hallelujah, and that God looks at, oh, hallelujah, that God looks at, and how he looks at it, amen. So you could be listening, and it is a choice to come out of that wickedness. Again, God does not force, amen, it's always a choice to come to God, amen. I pray you do, if you're listening and you don't know him, amen, praise the Lord. So let's go over to Romans, again, bear with me because I'm moving a little slower here, the two things, but, oh, hallelujah. Let's jump over here, and I just want to show you some of the contrast here, amen, praise the Lord, oh, hallelujah, praise God. Oh, hallelujah. So we see those things, and again, we're dealing with the, praise the Lord, the wickedness of the world and man. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. So we go to Romans 1:29, and we begin to see here. Now, we can go above that, and we can see also, it gets into another sharing. Amen. But where do I want to go here? As we go to Romans 1:18, for instance. For the wrath of God, amen, is revealed from where? From heaven, against all ungodliness, amen. What does that simply mean? It simply means not godliness. Not godly, amen. And unrighteousness simply means not righteous, of men who hold the truth, amen, in what? Not righteousness. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Now, that's another sharing. That's another teaching that gets into basically unholy ministry, okay? That's another teaching and sharing, though. But let's go over here, and I just want to show you something here briefly that we just read that. Every imagination, amen? And basically, in the Hebrew word, it tells us that not only is the imagination, but it's also a purpose and desire of intended wickedness, okay? So we go over here to Romans 1:29, and we read, praise the Lord. Actually, let's go to 1:28. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, does the world today like to retain God in their knowledge, amen? I'll let you answer that, praise the Lord, praise God. And again, we can see these things on a daily basis. If you were, it astounds some people to go to the news and they see something, and I've even had people ask me before, Jerry, you know, that's my name, so they came out and said, how could somebody do that, amen? Well, that's in many cases there's a spirit behind that's driving that in many cases. And how do we, again, this is a Christian podcast, amen, so praise the Lord, thank you Jesus. So we look in the Word of God, and we find in the Gospels, and we find in other areas, not just the Gospels, but we find a spirit that controls people, that, amen, from the evil side. And we also see the evil spirits, and that gets into another sharing. But let's read here in verse 1:28, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, amen, praise the Lord, God gave them over to a what? A reprobate mind. It just simply means rejected also, okay? Reprobate mind. To do those things which are not convenient. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, so we go down here to verse 29, Romans 1 and 29. And this is what it says here. We're showing the contrast with the enveloping of what I just read to you earlier. Okay, so being filled with all unrighteousness just simply means not righteous. Amen. We go into the Word of God and we can see where righteousness and unrighteousness and how God looks at those things. And maybe we'll touch on a couple of those things. But okay, so being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, amen, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, amen, murder. How many times you turn your news on, you see murder, right? Praise the Lord. Okay, so debate, deceit, malignity, whispers, and it goes into all these things. And then Romans 1 and 30, right? Backbiters, haters of God. I've talked to people out here on the road that hate God, but they want to talk to me. Amen. And the conversation gets interesting in some cases. Praise the Lord. And where you can, where the Lord is leading you in that way. I want to say it that way. Amen. Praise the Lord. Again, this is a Christian podcast. Amen. Praise the Lord. So Romans 1 and 30, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, amen, boasters, inventors of evil things. Now, you could take each one of these categories and you can see them in the world, okay? Inventors of evil things. Do we have inventions of evil things today, right? Right? What do those inventions do? The Bible says that we're not to be ignorant of the enemy's devices, the devil's devices. So, again, from a Christian standpoint, we're not to be ignorant of those things, and we're to be aware of those things. Amen. Praise the Lord. Each and every one of us. Praise the Lord that love the Lord. So, backbiters, and we read in verse 30, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things. And it keeps going on. Disobedience to parents, so on and so forth. Do you see any of that in the world today? Amen. Can you go and look and see that which we just mentioned? Amen. Praise the Lord. And you can actually, without even listening to me, you can actually listen and you can see that for yourself. And there's where decisions come in. If you were to be listening, amen, and you come here and you don't know the Lord and there's something going on in your life and God's, and again, it's the Holy Spirit that touches people's lives. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Not too much happens when something is done in a forced righteousness. Amen. Now, we have laws throughout the land that obviously, you know, if you come up to a four-way stop intersection and you don't obey with that intersection, you could get killed. Amen. And I've seen people out here as a driver on that goes over the road, and I see people many times make some really bad decisions, and some of you have seen that. Amen. Praise the Lord. So you know, they pass me and 3-4 miles up the road, they're either very injured in an accident or whatever they committed against that violation of the rules of the road. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, so we get over here. So in verse 31, without understanding, Romans 1 and 31, without understanding, covenant breakers, and we go into this, without natural affection, implacable and unmerciful. Amen. And that's what this lady was talking about a little bit, just in her brief comment, that basically, no mercy, no, you see, and many people have experienced that every day. And I've had people say to me, you know, that people have become really, in our world, just, you know, they see that. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Let's go over here to praise the Lord. Let's go over here to, I want to, this is kind of, well, here, we'll go over here. There's different scriptures I was going to go to, but let's see. Again, just bear with me. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Okay, so we look at this and we see this, again, it's the wickedness of the world and man, right? So there's kind of a, which comes together, amen? Okay, so in verse 10 and 4, I'm sorry, Psalms 10 and verse 4, the wicked through the pride of his countenance. Now, what we see in the Word of God that, what is, well, we can even go over to Daniel, we can look at Nebuchadnezzar, and we can see a king's heart that was changed, but it took a lot, amen, of humbling, amen. And God said he's going to do what? He's going to resist. You want to know who God's going to listen to? He's going to hear in his word, right? He said he's going to resist the proud and he'll hear the humble of heart, amen. So humility is always a strength in God, amen. Praise the Lord. We even find that in the fall of man, right? With the fallen angels and so on and so forth, we see the pride of man that comes into play. Amen. So those are things. You can even look throughout the world. I don't have to tell you that. You can go to your news, and you can look at that. And you don't have to get anybody else involved. Just you and yourself looking at that news, and you come up with a concoction. How in the world, right? Right. So we see the wickedness and what God sees in that. Amen. Again. This is a Christian podcast, amen. So for Psalms 10 and 4, and thank you for stopping by, amen. Praise the Lord. Psalms 10 and 4, the wicked through the pride of his countenance will not, watch this, the wicked through the pride of his countenance. Now we can go into the book of Daniel, we can look at a king named Nebuchadnezzar, amen. And it was even so much that Daniel at one point didn't want to really reveal what he was shown in interpretation. And the king said, amen. He wanted to know. And basically he was driven from his kingdom. Amen. And God did what? There was humility brought to him. And it wasn't just 1 or 2 years. It was several years. And just to put it in plain English, he came to his senses through humility, amen, and he turned to the God of Daniel, the God of Jehovah, and he recognized, amen, praise the Lord. Sometimes it takes a great distress, and we can talk about that in a minute, but anyway, in Psalms 10 and 4, the wicked through the pride of his countenance, so you have to look at the element or the what do you call it, the ingredient of what is producing that, amen. Again, praise the Lord, the wickedness of the world and man, and we're on episode 69, amen. God bless you. So in Psalms 10 and 4, the wicked through the pride of his countenance will not seek after God. Do we see, and I'll let you answer this, well, is there an element in the world of not seeking God? Why is there an element? Well, that's a good question, right? But we're answering some of that here. Okay, so hallelujah, praise the Lord. And it goes into Psalms 10 and 4, and we just read, his ways are always grievous, and thy judgments are far above out of his sight. As for his enemies, he puffeth at them. I would encourage you, if you look at the world stage today, right? And the Bible says that when we look at, well, it says right in Scripture about that, when basically when wickedness is ruling, I don't mention just an average suffering. There is a tremendous suffering. Amen. And I would encourage you, if you wanted to, you could go and examine various countries throughout the world. You could do your own self-examination and see those things without me even mentioning those. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so in verse Psalms 10 and 6, we begin to see the element of man's heart. Amen. He has said in his heart, I shall not be moved, for I shall never be in adversity. So what does that element come unto that brings forth that, all that also? The pride of man. Hallelujah. So we look at those things. So anyway, oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, let's go over here. I wasn't going to go here, but let's go over here to, oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I am in Missouri tonight. Amen. Joplin, Missouri. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Into Judges 2, and we look at, and where I want to go to, I don't want to go into all this because it gets into another sharing, okay? But we see that being passed from Moses onto Joshua, and also we see what I want to get to here is praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to His name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Okay, so we look in, we can go to just Judges 2 and verse 1 for a minute. And the angel of the Lord, this mentions defeat here, and the angel of the Lord came up from Gilgal to Boshim and said, I made you to go up out of Egypt, and I brought you unto the land which I swear unto your fathers. And I told you I'd throw some things in here. And I said, I will never break my covenant with you. Amen. In verse Judges 2 and 2. And we have to look at the history of this, but, and ye shall make no league with the inhabitants of this land, and ye shall throw down their altars, but ye have not obeyed my voice. Why have ye done this? It mentions the defeat and those things. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I had shared on before when God was with that particular country that we mentioned. Amen. I'll let you fill that country in. If you look in Scripture, you'll see that country. Amen. Praise the Lord. And you also see how God, He loved them. He disciplined them. He chastised them. He blessed them. Amen. And you go and you see all those things. But we also see in Judges 2 and 10, and also all that generation were gathered unto their fathers, and there arose another generation after them which knew not the Lord. And we find in Scripture when there is not a knowing of the Lord or a coming to God, we see a decline, and we start to see moral decline, and then we start to see all sorts of things that produced out of that moral decline. Amen. Praise the Lord. So it's not in the heart of man to be righteous. That's why we need God in our lives, to come to Him, and He is our righteousness. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. So if you were listening today and those things were going on, it is a choice to make, amen, to come to God and to open your heart and life to Him and come closer to Him, amen, and begin that communication. I didn't say anything else. I didn't say the church or anything else. God's got a reason for the body of Christ, but you and the Lord, amen. Praise the Lord. We see that with Nebuchadnezzar. He had to come to his, amen, to realization of what was going on, and it took a great dealing. What I wanted to say also, we see in the we see the anger of the Lord here in Judges. We also see that it took great distress. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. It took great distress before they would return to the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Give me just a minute here. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Okay, so it's what we see in the world today, the wickedness. Some people will say, well, how did we ever get here, right? So do we find wickedness in history? Yes. Do we see an increase in those things? Yes. And it even behooves the people, those folks that don't know the Lord and Christians, that even people that are not Christians and not religious and they're morally upright will even look and say in this day and hour, what is going on? What is happening? Well, we understand, like I was saying earlier, the spiritual dimension of that in the Lord and coming in. Let's go over here to, I wasn't going to go here, but let's go here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we read over in Matthew 24, which is often shared on a lot by various in Christendom, amen. In Matthew 24, when they had asked him the sign of the end of the world, and this has been preached and taught in just about every way you could think of, praise the Lord. And so the words of Christ here, we see in Matthew 24 and 6, and you should hear of wars and rumors of wars. Amen. So you take that wording and you take it into the natural. And there has been wars down through history, but there is also the war of wars. Amen. Praise the Lord, you might want to say. See that you be not troubled, right? For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. So we go to Matthew 24 and 7. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines. Amen. There's been famines around, but famines are in some cases a type of judgment. Amen. You go over to, I shared before, even over Rumble there, but famines and what produces those famines and what they did, what there was no seeking of God at that time, and when they went into the land of Moab, and God didn't have very many good things to say about Moab. They had many gods outside of God, and God, the Bible says God is a jealous God. Again, this is a Christian podcast, amen. So, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places, just simply means many places. And Matthew 24, and all these are the beginning of sorrows, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. So we see in those things. Now let's go over to, let's see where we want to go here. Like I said, you got to bear with me on this here, but praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So we go over to Ezekiel 18 and 20. It says here, and the soul that sinneth, it shall die, and the son shall, and of course there's history on this, but the son shall not bear the iniquity of the father, neither shall the father bear the iniquity of the son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him. Now, it goes into an instruction here, and even though this is in history, we see this in the Word of God in Ezekiel 18 and 21. Is there language in the Scripture that addresses the wicked? Yes. Amen. But the Scriptures were mainly meant for instruction in righteousness unto God's people, a living righteous unto God. But there is several Scriptures mentioned of wickedness and evil and all those things. Okay, so we see here in Ezekiel 18:21, but if the wicked will turn from all his sins that he hath committed, and keep all my statutes or laws, and do that which is lawful and right, he shall surely live and shall not die. Amen. And in Ezekiel 18:22, all his transgressions that he hath committed, they shall not be mentioned unto him. And in his righteousness that he hath done, he shall live. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we see here God recognizing, just in those scriptures alone, that God recognizes right standing or righteousness unto him. Okay, so we also turn in scripture, not to throw this cliffhanger in, but we see in the book of, I believe it's in Isaiah, that says the righteousness of man, right, is as filthy rags in the sight of God. Amen. So we look at that and we see that. So in other words, without God in the equation, that's what God looks at that from a spiritual standpoint, you see. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we can look in the Word of God, and the beauty of the Lord is that he does not violate the choice of man. In other words, it's a choice to come to God and repent to him, or turn to the Lord and have your life or someone's life touched by him. Amen. Even in the midst of wickedness, so someone makes that valid decision to change. Amen. God is always going to honor that. Why? Because he is huge on repentance. You see? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And someone that will come to him, the Bible says, a broken and a contrite heart I won't despise. Amen. So, but one has to come to him, whether it be a people or so on and so forth, you see. So an individual. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So who today changes the heart of man? Amen. So it's that decision in knowing that God is a holy God, not the holier than thou that we see, but the holiness of the Lord that we see when God's Spirit approached and came onto Moses. Amen. The holiness of the Lord that spoke unto Elijah. The holiness of the Lord that spoke into the lives of the apostles and so on and so forth. Amen. Not the holier than thou that we see at times and those things. Amen. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the Lord. So God sets a challenge for us to do what? To do righteousness or wickedness. And there's degrees of wickedness. And I don't even have to share that with you. You can go on your news and you can look and you can see the very wickedness of what I mentioned earlier. Amen. Praise the Lord. So the Lord is always, he's always big on in his word, even as a country, whatever, the examination of the heart of man, of coming to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. The goodness of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So as we go on further, and there's an awareness of the Spirit of God, and we see that in the Word of God, when the Spirit of God came on the scene and there was a change made. Amen. And we see also a hatred towards righteousness. What produces that hatred? Amen. So somebody said, well, that's simple, you know. Amen. So we look and we see how the Spirit of God and the Word of God contend with that. For instance, he says in his Word that, oh, hallelujah, praise the Lord, come and let us reason together. Amen. So let's just say hypothetically, so you're listening and there's a wickedness, or that is your decision to change and want to come to God and have God work in your life. And some people are a testimony to that. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The Spirit of God. That's why a lot of emphasis is put on judgment, but not quite as much on prayer at times. And God is huge on communication, and there's even what is known as intercessory. We see that with in the Garden of Gethsemane with Jesus himself. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So we can look in the Word of God, and we can begin to see, right? And we can begin to see and look. And if you really want to look at the validity of the Scriptures, again, this is a Christian podcast, that we can see the heart of God and what He looks at. And it's not just the wickedness that we see in the world and man, but we see other things. Of course, that'll be another category that we look at, the spiritual wickedness, which we also see that over in Ephesians, without me going there, Ephesians 6 and I believe it's 6 and 12, amen, praise God, where it talks about that our weapons, amen, it isn't a flesh and a blood, it's a spiritual warfare, and there's a warfare that goes on in the spirit. There's also a warfare in the human heart at times to make that decision to come to God. There's a keeping from doing good, and we see that in Romans in chapters 5, 6, 7, and 8. And you really have to look at those and examine those, and you'll see in there that the Apostle Paul, speaking on those things, when I try to do good, evil is present. You begin to see and understand what the evil is, what the fallen nature is, you want to call it the sin nature, the fallen nature, amen, praise God, or the Adamic nature. Basically all mean the same, but what I'm saying is what they produce out of that. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hold on just a minute. Let me just go over here. I'm going to some things I wasn't going to go to, but let me just jump over here. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. How about this one? Is there an enemy of people's souls today? Right? Let me just get to the part I wanted to go to. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. You can go into Galatians. You can read this for yourself if you were to look at it. And the Scriptures talk about walking in the Spirit. Why does it talk about that? I have some sharing on that. Amen. But number one, God is a spirit, right? And it says to worship Him in spirit and truth. And I've explained that before. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So you go into Galatians 5, and I wasn't going to go here, but in Galatians 5, we begin to see relatively what I read to you earlier. And we see, watch this, in Galatians 5 and 18, and it says here, and I'm not going to get sharing on this, but if he be led of the Spirit, amen, you are not under the law. And of course, there's teaching on that and sharing on that. But it goes to show you that if we're walking in the Spirit of God, there is a spiritual realm, amen, of demonic spirits and other spirits and wickedness and evil spirits and those kind of things, that if one opens their life up to and their heart up to, you're going to receive of those things. Now, I've had people, even out in the world, that don't know the Lord say, that's just evil. And sometimes I've said to them, well, where did you come up with that calculation? I mean, what made you say that? You know what I mean? And of course, God is always, I start dialogue with people, but God is the God of dialogue, amen? So, well, it's the activity they did. I said, well, what do you mean by that? And of course, I know what they're saying, but I'm just having them understand what they're even saying, amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, just the acts of that they're saying, you know? Okay, so we go in here and we see here, if he led of the Spirit, right? Of the Spirit of God, the only Spirit, again, this is a Christian podcast, the only Spirit we want on us is the Holy Spirit, amen? The only Spirit we want to open our heart and life up to is the Holy Spirit. Why? Because the Scripture speaks of evil spirits, right? And the wickedness of man, and all those things, and where much of that comes from, right? So there's a place that comes from, right? Just like the Spirit of God, when you open your heart, or I open my heart up to, when we open our heart up to the Spirit of God, you're going to see some of the changes that you see of the fruits of the Spirit, right? Which I don't want to get sharing on. That's not part of this, but you see the fruits of the Spirit. But when we go here, we see here, and it goes in here in 5:19, now these are the works of the flesh, or man, amen. And we see all these things listed here. And you go to Galatians 5, it mentions all those things. And you could take those things, and if you took those and you did a screenshot on your phone or whatever you did, right? And go to your, when you see your news coming out daily or weekly, take those things and look at, and you'll see the very wickedness that is mentioned here, some of these, right? And man, you'll be able to see those very clearly. Amen? You'll be able to see those very clearly. And then you go down here. Amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hang on a minute. We go down here to the other scripture. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Let me get back over there. I closed something out and didn't open the other one. That's my fault. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, praise God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And so we can see just the opposite of that when the Spirit of God is looking at, we see the fruits of the Spirit here, and we see just the opposite of those things and the upper scriptures that I just mentioned to you in Galatians 5. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So it is a valid decision to want to have the Spirit of God and that change, just like when people make decisions for evil or for wickedness. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And so we begin to see in the scriptures, we can begin to see when people sometimes will say to me, I'll hear this once in a while, I mentioned the lady there, that, and that was just for just a few minutes, right? She was getting ready to leave. She just come out of the blue and mentioned this, right? I wasn't saying anything. I just, amen, praise the Lord. And so, at any rate, we can look at those things in Scripture. And let's just say you were listening. You weren't a Christian, amen. And you stopped by, and praise the Lord. And you're wondering sometimes about what you see in the world and man and the wickedness of it. How in the world? Some people come out and say, what? You know, and I don't have to tell you. You can go to your news and see these things, and you'll see what is at work in the midst of these, per the scriptures, per what's going on. Amen. Praise the Lord. So there is truth. Amen. his truth in those things. So praise the God. And we could go to many other areas. And like I said, we're just beginning on some of this here. This is part one of episode 69, which deals with the main title is Wickedness, Evil, and Spiritual Wickedness. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Someone says today, well, how does someone change their heart, right? How does the heart change? Well, someone might say, you know, I was saved through that ministry, and that's all good, but it's still the Spirit of God that draws someone's heart and life to Him. It's the anointing and his and the conviction. That's why we need the convicting power of the Holy Spirit in the midst. Amen. Hallelujah. What if you're someone listening today and you're not gonna listen to anybody? Amen. But in your heart and mind, you deal with that in your heart and spirit. And usually when there's a decline in the world or society, we see, just as in the scriptures, there is a huge decline into immorality and all those things. Amen. Praise the Lord. So it is a decision, amen, that one makes, and God presents things in righteousness, and those things are coming to Him. And the Lord is merciful, but he's also a God of judgment. He's a God of love. He's a God of mercy, grace. Amen. He's a God of fulfillment, provision. Hallelujah. And many things. Amen. The peace of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, I pray you'll come back and for the several parts that we get into. Amen. And again, this is episode 69. Praise the Lord. And which deal with the wickedness of the world and man. Amen. And I put some other things in there that I mentioned. Praise the Lord. But all glory to God. Amen. And I pray that if you're listening, you know, some people listen at different hours and so on and so forth. I pray that you'd open that communion up with God in your life. Amen. With the Lord, which is also known as prayer. Amen. Praise the Lord. And begin to take those things in your heart and life and have God change in the midst, amen, of your heart. Praise the Lord. Unto the Lord. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Again, my email is propheticforgod@yahoo.com. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Again, so thank you for stopping by. Praise the Lord. And I just pray that the Holy Spirit, the conviction of the Holy Spirit, touches people's hearts to come closer to God, each and every one of us, myself included. Amen. Praise the Lord, to have that intimacy with the Lord. Amen. And the Word of God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Okay, praise the Lord. And again, thank you for stopping by. Amen. I know everybody has different schedules. I do myself. Okay, so God bless you. And again, thank you for stopping by. And thank you for considering these things that we'll be sharing. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'll be sharing with you. Okay, so Lord, just thank you for this time, Lord, of coming before you. And that, Lord, your spirit and your presence and your goodness, oh God, would just flow like a mighty river, Lord. And the conviction of the Holy Spirit, Lord. And Lord, the welcoming of your spirit into the sharing, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. The Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, Lord. Hallelujah. Just thank you this day, Lord. Touch people's lives. Touch people's families. Lord, and just touch people in their homes, their lives, children, Lord. Hallelujah, Father. And let the body of Christ just come closer to you and ever so much closer to you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And that communication and prayer in each and every one of our lives unto you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. All right, God bless you again. This is episode 69 of Prophetic for God. podcast, and my name's Jerry. Amen. God bless you.